This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Heat indexes along the Treasure Coast have consistently topped the 100-degree mark this week. That means we need to take some extra precautions to keep ourselves from overheating. Renee Rouse is the Public Information Officer for the Department of Health in Martin County.
It has been unseasonably warm, and people really need to prepare for that. And sometimes that's as simple as, you know, what you're wearing, you know, dressing appropriately for these temperatures, but also remembering to stay hydrated, to stay out of the sun if possible. Any way that you can keep cool when temperatures are like this is really the best thing that you can do.
Ralph says it's a good idea to wear breathable fabrics and watch out for heat-related symptoms.
Of course, you know, the top of the line would be heat stroke. That would be a very, very severe reaction where you'd have a headache, be dizzy, maybe have some nausea, confusion. You could even potentially pass out. That's top of the line. If anyone is in that situation, they need to seek medical assistance immediately. If you see someone in that stage, you need to call 911 and, you know, begin, you know, bringing them to a cooler place and getting them cooled down.
A place that gets very hot very fast is a parked vehicle. Children, elderly people, and pets should never remain in a car while someone runs an errand, even with the windows down. Tragically, children are sometimes left accidentally. Amber Rollins is the director of KidsInCars.org. The organization promotes safety for children around vehicles. She says adults should always look before they lock.
You want to make it a habit, so you do it every single time. Put something in the back seat, right in front of your child's car seat, that you couldn't get far in your day without. And, you know, of course, nothing's more important than your baby. But if you get into work and you don't have your work laptop, you're not going to be able to do anything. So you're going to go back to the car and you'll have to get your laptop out of the back seat.
Rollins also suggests having a plan with your child's caregiver so that if your child doesn't arrive as expected, they contact you. These situations often happen when a parent's normal routine is broken.
You get in the car, you're going to work, and that autopilot mode takes over. But the dangerous thing about autopilot is that it doesn't account for any changes in your routine. And so that change in routine might be dropping the baby off at daycare. If you're not the person who normally does this and you're on autopilot, you are going to go straight from home to work like you would any other day.
When you think about it, your car most likely lets you know if front seat passengers aren't wearing a seatbelt. There's no such safety measure for backseat passengers, and that's where children most often sit.
We've actually introduced federal legislation called the Hot Cars Act, and that bill would require a reminder alert that a child has been left in the back seat. You know, there are so many different types of technology systems out there. Some of them, it's a simple software update. GM has a system in their vehicles right now that is all done by door sequencing. So if you open the back door, no matter what you put back there, when you get to your final destination, it's going to remind you to check the back seat.
Children can get into trouble in cars even if they're not left there, says Matt Nasworthy, a spokesman for the AAA Auto Club, and they should never have access to the keys.
Put your keys out of sight. Always lock your vehicle, even in driveways or garages, and keep the keys out of the children's reach. Make sure that you're communicating with your kids about this and that they know that vehicles aren't play areas. It doesn't take any time at all for the temperatures in a car to just skyrocket.
You can find a link to more information on hot weather precautions on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts.